And you're very welcome back to Tuesday Night Sport. And we shall be joined on the line by Tadhg Murphy, who led Ireland's junior ladies water polo team to silver in the Five Nations tournament over the weekend. Tadhg, are you there?
I am indeed, Gerry.
Congratulations, Tadhg. Fantastic performance.
Yeah, we were very happy with the performance. We set out a number of years ago to try and get an under-19 team, a 95 age group team, and getting silver was a great achievement because we haven't been very successful at international level at water polo over the years.
And you said some tightly contested games. You came out of a couple of really tight games, beat Scotland well. So sum up the performance from the girls.
We started off with Scotland, and they had an older age group, so it was kind of like almost their senior team, and we beat them by, I think, 3 goals in the end, so that was a great achievement against older players. We then played Switzerland next, and they were the host nation, and they got great support, but we ended up beating them by 2 goals. It was only in the last few minutes we got away from them. And finally, we played Denmark in the third game, and Denmark, you know, were the youngish team, but they had one particularly strong player who was a professional player who plays in Spain for Barcelona, and she was causing a lot of trouble for us, but we ended up beating them by a goal. So by doing that, we'd one more game to play against the Czech Republic, but we were effectively in the final against the Czech Republic. They'd beaten every other team fairly comprehensively, and they beat us comprehensively in a nothing game, effectively. But we played them again the next morning in the final, and I think we acquitted ourselves well. They were a very, very strong team. They were an older team than ourselves. But we end up, you know, being beaten well, but we actually bridged the gap a lot in goals, and we scored 10 goals against them, so we were very pleased with that.
I guess that's always a positive thing, as you said, that the first match that you played against the Czech team, probably a little bit of a dead rubber, but it was a tough game for you, and then you just came out and really gave them a go in the final.
Yeah, we were well beaten, I think, you know, in the first game. But in the fourth quarter, like, water polo was divided into four quarters, we were actually 4-3 down. Now, our second quarter was not so good, but we actually won the third quarter. And the fourth quarter, I think they won it. But really, the second quarter let us down. But no, I was pleased that we kind of bridged the gap. It's a jump in standard. The Czech team were very, very strong. They were really powerful athletes, and we'd kind of mixture of a kind of a 95 team, which we'd actually allowed to play two older players who were a year or two older, and then we had another youngish team. So we kind of had 97 and 95 team, which is an under 17 under 19 equivalent. So we were delighted to, you know, to be that close, or, you know, to such a strong team.
So, as you said, you've got girls from different ages, but it'd be a terrific learning experience for them to go and play in such a tough competition, I suppose.
Well, yeah, exactly. That was the whole purpose. Like, we this tournament is probably the mid tier of the water polo community, and Europe is the stronghold. The likes of Holland and the likes of Hungary, you know, and GB are very strong, and then the middle tier would be the likes of Czechoslovakia, would be the top of it, the Czech Republic would be the top of it, but definitely was a huge learning, and I'm delighted then that this tournament is on every year, so when we go away again next year or the year after, we'll have a core group of players who would have played at a very high level, and hopefully they can bring that to bear and improve in the performance, and hopefully get on to this gold in the future.
And Tadhg, for people maybe who don't know, I was lucky enough to go along myself last year and see a bit of water polo. It's a very physical and tough sport. So for these girls, you know, playing against this older opposition, tougher opposition, will really, you know, that's exactly what they need, isn't it, in their progression?
Exactly. They're, some of them, you know, were physically, you know, just oversized, you know. So it was. So really, it is in progression. But I suppose what you do learn from the Czech Republic in particular was that they're very, very fit, and they're very strong, but they're also very smart the way they play the game, and they keep possession. So yeah, I think that's the big learning from ourselves, is that you can be a lot smarter, and as long as you don't lose possession cheaply and get countered, and that's why we bridged the gap in the final. But like, there was a difference of 10 goals in the end, but like, that was, you know, it was a success based on just the level they were at, you know.
And Tadhg, how is the status of water polo? Is it popular here at the moment?
It's getting very popular at very, very entry level. One of the problems we always had in water polo was getting the numbers. It's a great sport. Like, it's a sport you can play a long time. You know, people are still playing it in their 60s because it doesn't take a lot out of the joints, and it is a physical sport. So we do have a lot of young, on the young girls team in particular, the 99 and the 2000 age group, we have a lot more players than we ever had. So that's augurs well for the future. If you have a good core from my point of view, just up to under 19 level, we have a good group and we have a good 97 group. But I think we have a very, very strong groups coming through, particularly at female level, because there's a lot more than ever were in the sport. So hopefully that'll help us in the future.
And so what are the ambitions then? Is there like European Championships? Is the Olympics? What will these girls be aiming to achieve in water polo?
We entered the European Championships a number of years ago, and there's only about like 16 or 17 European countries, and we would have come last in that competition. So realistically, if we can compete like we did at this age group in an international event and win some games, that means we can compete in a Europeans. Realistically though, it'll be, you know, at the bottom end of it. Like, we might come in the bottom eight, but it's a very, very high standard, and that'll obviously strengthen our women's team, our senior women's team, if you can keep bringing players through and eventually bringing every two years bring a different setup, and then in 4 or 5 years' time you'll have a strong senior team. So ultimately I think that's the ambitions we have. The five nations tournaments we have is looking to be expanded to an eight nations tournament, and that was more realistically in terms of the goal we can set for ourselves. I think that's a realistic goal to try and win one of them tournaments.
And Tig, I guess for people who maybe haven't seen the sport before and are interested, coming up in September, you've got the Four Nations Water Polo, which is going to be Ireland, Denmark, Scotland and Wales in men's and women's at the National Aquatic Centre. Are you looking forward to that?
We are indeed. We're lucky that we feel a number of the girls on the team that travel, they're very young, but they should have a good chance of getting on the senior women's team. I think the way they performed the weekend will help them. So I think, you know, they've trained hard during the summer. It's our off season at the moment, so I think they'll be fit and ready to go. And I think the weekend's tournament will have helped them a lot. So obviously looking forward to that, playing the Scots again and the Danes again.
So, and you said two great results with them over the weekend.
Exactly, like, you know, as I say, we our senior women's team played Scotland a few years ago and we were beaten by 3 or 4 goals. So now that the fact they're an under-19 team can take them on and beat them, but I'm sure they'll be looking for revenge. So it'll be tough, and you know, but we look forward to it.
And the men's side, how are they doing?
The men's side are doing relatively well. They would have had more, historically they would have more players in Ireland, but no, they're a strong setup. I think they entered a similar tournament. It's actually an eight nations tournament, and I think they came third in it recently, over in Switzerland as well. And they are definitely progressing. And I think that, you know, they should do well in this four nations tournament. Is actually Scotland, Wales and Denmark. So I think Denmark will probably be the strongest, but we've a good chance of doing well in that.
Okay, Tig, well, I'll let you go there, but congratulations again, a terrific achievement, and we wish you all success in the future.
Okay, thanks very much for that. All the best. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care, Tig. Bye-bye. That was Tig Murphy, the coach of the Irish Junior Ladies Water Polo team, who travelled to Switzerland over the weekend and coming back with silver, which is terrific for them.
Yeah, great achievement. And you did a 15-minute documentary. Obviously, you did on a number of sports, but the water polo one was brilliant because you really learned how it's a dirty sport. Like, it's,
yeah, well, I don't know if the water polo.
And I shouldn't be saying that, but you know what I mean? There's a hard physical element to it. Like, there's a hugely skillful game.
Yeah.
But I suppose the side that most people would know about it is that it's a really hard physical game.
Yeah, and as Tig said as well, despite the fact that it's physical as well, the people I see them are playing from kids as young as 6 and 7 all the way up. There was a man in his 60s who still played competitive water polo because it's in the water and because you don't have this impact. And it's hugely healthy. Like, everyone's in great nick who plays water polo.
Of course,
and it's a terrific game to go and see. And the passion of the players up in St. Vincent's, where I went to see them, they were playing a tournament up there. And from the young to the very old, it was, you know, it was terrific fun and, you know, really passionate exponents of the game.
Yeah, and I suppose some people, I suppose, that can get a bit bored of just doing lane swimming, or, you know, I mean, just going up and down the pool. Whereas this is a way of utilising the swimming pool and having the elements of teamwork.
Yeah, but this is exactly what the people from water polo I spoke to were hoping, you know, that the swimming teams, because people in Ireland, you know, and competitive, if you're interested in being a competitive swimmer, you've kind of got a window maybe between about 14 and 18 where you can really make it. And then we see a huge amount of people maybe drop out of swimming, and but if they were kind of filtered into water polo, you know, you'd have an outlet to stay in the pool and to stay active and to do a sport that's really, really fun for an awful long time.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get a load of abuse now for calling it a turd.
No, but it is turd. Like, you hear the little kids, you do have to be able to look after yourself. It's kind of like the swan. Yeah. It all looks for serene on the top, but underneath the water, there's all kinds going on, and that's...
Text into 087-6944-500 if you want to come on and have a pop at me. No problem at all.